Jerry Bader Show, 1050. All you hear about is conservatives don't care about the low-income earner, the poor. But a new IRS rule could likely hurt those low-wage workers. The federal minimum wage for tip workers is $2.13 an hour, set back in 1991. But many states have higher wage requirements. A bill in the U.S. Senate would raise the tipped minimum wage all the way to $7.70 an hour. But the new IRS rule could hurt those same low-wage workers. Rich Jeffers, spokesman for Orlando-based Darden, they're Red Lobster, Olive Garden, Capital Grill, said their chains are doing away with the automatic gratuities for parties of eight or more to avoid the paperwork nightmare and confusion that comes with the rule. You know what that means? People who work waiting for a living are going to end up getting fewer tips or smaller tips from bigger groups. Mike in Wausau. Mike, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Mike. Jerry, good to talk with you. You know, the cash thing here, I had a daughter that worked in a restaurant for a number of years when she was in high school and so on, and it was a smaller restaurant where, you know, you didn't get the bigger tips because you didn't have the bigger checks like you'd have in some of the more premium nightclubs. Frankly, I think some of the restaurant workers in the premium nightclubs earn a pretty decent living off of tips, and I understand in some of the big ones in different states, they may not even pay them to work, but they just work off of tips. But you know, aren't they even supposed to report? Technically, I'm sure nobody does, but aren't they supposed to even report cash tips to their employer so it gets on their record and they have to pay?
Yeah, they are. they are. Mike, Matt, who's producing the show today, has waited his share of tables over the years. He says, yes, but no one does 100%.
You have to turn in something, and my daughter always did. And, I mean, be frank with you, I mean, it was a portion, but just to make it appear that at least you were doing something. But, I mean, the other downside of the thing is, and I realize most of the restaurant workers that we're talking about in our listening area are struggling, and I would give it that. But, you know, there's such an underground economy on people working for cash, doing this and doing that and whatever. And I'm not a proponent of this, but a national or state sales tax like they're talking about, that would eliminate the need for this because there would be no income tax reporting. I suppose you'd still have the Social Security tax reporting, and that they would be short on that then, too. And later on, when they go to retire, that might come back to bite them a little bit on the amount of their benefit.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Here's the other issue, too. And again, this is where government never figures out how business works. If something becomes too big of a pain in the butt, you just won't do it. If you can just not do it, you just won't do it. In the case of restaurants, all right, guess what? If it's a pain in the butt, they're just going to do the suggested tip thing. And they're no longer going to bill that 18% in because it's such a paperwork nightmare now for them to do it. Now, I know this is the IRS. It's a policy, and it's not President Obama exactly. However, I would say this. This is exactly government not understanding how business works. Well, we'll just do this, and then they'll have to do that, and we'll get additional revenue from those people waiting tables. No, what's going to happen is you're going to hurt those low-income earners. That's what you're going to do. Restaurants are going to say, I have enough trouble ordering salt and pepper and ketchup and everything else. I'm not going to screw around with this. Those of you in the restaurant industry, and you've called the show before, the profit margins are so razor thin. I mean, some really good restaurants have gone under because you've got to be one hell of a business person to keep a bar or a restaurant afloat. The overhead is a nightmare. And it's really difficult. And you've already got a lot of bookkeeping and that sort of thing to deal with. And now you're going to deal with this? By the way, as I said, this has been out there a long time. It's just one of those things. We've known for months this is going to happen. It's just when it hit on January 1st, there was that moment. That's what happened. It's a playoff weekend in the NFL. Let me see. We have in the AFC, help me out here, Matt. We have the Patriots-Colts. That and the Broncos and the Chargers. I've been thinking about this. I wasn't going to pick these games. I'm going to pick the Chargers in an upset. You like that pick, don't you? You know why? Peyton Manning outside. It just is. I am taking your Patriots, by the way. I am starting to think they might be the AFC team in the Super Bowl. If it is the Chargers and the Patriots in the AFC Championship, I'm definitely taking the Patriots. That would be at Foxborough, obviously. I'll probably be wrong. It'll probably be the Patriots and the Broncos. And then Peyton Manning will lose again in Foxborough. That would be the marquee matchup. I mean, that would be what CBS would really want. Oh, it'd be in Denver. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll still pick the Patriots. I would. I think Tom Brady's going to be a better quarterback in Denver. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. That's right. They did get the number one seed. In the NFC, boy, I think a really, really tough pick is San Francisco and Carolina. I'm going to take the 49ers. I think it's going to be Seattle and the 49ers in the NFC. I think the NFC West is the best division in the NFC, maybe in the league. Now watch New Orleans go and beat them. That could happen. So I'll go Seattle over New Orleans. I don't feel comfortable any of these. I think they're going to be really good games. I'm going to take the 49ers to continue their run for the moment. Although I must tell you, I don't know. I mean, I really thought they were going to dominate Green Bay more than that. I really did. Especially, and then when defensive players started dropping like flies. Now, I'm going to stick with that. I think it's going to be a very good game, though. Gosh, who do I like in the Super Bowl? New England. I am taking New England. I'm going to say New England and San Francisco. That's who I like in the Super Bowl. And it's in New York City, so you have to like the Patriots. You would have to like any cold weather team if a cold weather team is facing a warm weather, or, you know, a team that doesn't often face the elements in New York. I think it's going to be cold. I think it's going to be miserable. And I think there's going to be a lot of face value Super Bowl tickets for sale the week before. That's who I would pick. Those of you, if you missed it earlier when we had the Mike McCarthy interview on, he seems very optimistic for 2014. He never likes to take injuries as an excuse, but he said, look, there are just things that we wanted out on the field that we didn't get out on the field. They've got a lot of work to do on defense. There's no disputing that. But I think they are going to be in excellent shape on offense, and I think they're going to be a Super Bowl contender. 10:58, just 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely weekend, won't you?